Today, fear of the deadly Ebola virus came closer to home as a suspected Ebola patient was admitted to a Gold Coast hospital. Experts believe that if he has got a case of Ebola, then it will be easy to control. But meanwhile, over 2,000 people have lost their lives in West Africa due to the worst virus outbreak in history. Australia has announced its contribution of $1 million to the World Health Organization to help stop the Ebola outbreak, but the availability of effective equipment and staff are desperately needed to fight against the virus. Dr. Grant Hill-Cawthorne from the University of Sydney spoke to The Wire's Livette Williams about why Africa is in such dire straits.
These are countries that have just come out of a civil war, have very little healthcare resources. For example, Liberia only has 50 doctors for the whole country. And this means that the situation has very quickly overwhelmed their healthcare resources.
What are the difficulties has doctor encountered so far?
Many of the difficulties have actually been the availability of things like protective personal equipment. So this is basic implements like gloves, aprons, masks, which has put a number of healthcare workers at risk. The other big problem is simply a lack of beds. So really the main problems at the moment are actually all down to strengthening the healthcare system and having enough people on the ground to deal with this outbreak.
Well, Australia has announced its contribution of $1 million to the World Health Organization to fight against Ebola. Do you think giving the money will be enough?
I don't think the money is enough. The WHO has budgeted out in its roadmap quite thoroughly, and it looks like around $600 million will be required to actually contain this outbreak within the next 6 months. This money has to come from somewhere. The WHO has very limited resources and has actually seen in the past year $1 billion taken off its budget. So it's really strapped for cash. So a lot of that money will have to come from developed nations contributing. But as you say, on top of that is not just money. If we don't actually have people on the ground, we're not going to be able to do a huge amount. So there's other things that governments around the world can do. They can send emergency medical teams over that can institute top-down control within hospitals to really start to get on top of some of these infection control issues. And we can also better support our volunteers that go overseas. So one of the issues at the moment is all the embassies are closed in the affected countries, which means anyone working as a volunteer overseas who becomes unwell is at risk. So we need to really work together as governments around the world to support those people that are putting their lives at risk by working out there.
And how do you think you can support those people willing to volunteer?
Much of this would be through combined efforts between different countries to set up temporary consulates and embassies in neighbouring countries to be able to evacuate out volunteers who become ill, and also government readiness to be able to look after those people if they do need to come back to their home countries. So we've already seen the US doing this quite well. They've evacuated out four of their medics that have been working over in Liberia and Sierra Leone. And the UK has also evacuated out one of its nurses that was working over there. So we need to see more of the same, just so that volunteers know that their governments are behind them when they go overseas.
What do you know about Australia's approach towards the Ebola outbreak?
So far, in international terms, it has been the donation of $1 million. There hasn't really been much more from Australia's side at the moment. Much of the work has been done on ensuring that we're ready for any imported travellers that come in. So ensuring that we have screening travellers who are returning from these areas for any signs of fever, and just looking after Australia itself. But many countries around the world could be doing a lot more, and indeed the WHO, Medicine Sans Frontières and the World Bank have all called out for urgent help this week.
And do you think we should be doing a lot more as Australians, just not focusing on ourselves but also internationally?
I think there is always a risk for countries to be fearful for themselves, and it is quite common to be quite inward-looking in that way. I think what we need to do is really be afraid for these countries, and we have to recognise now that the world is very well networked, it's very interconnected, and therefore a epidemic in Western Africa is going to affect other parts of the world. So it really is up to the world community to really show leadership now and help the West African countries before they get even more overwhelmed.
That's Dr. Graham Hill-Cawthorne from the University of Sydney speaking to The Wire's Livette Williams.